And then everything that is caught must be sold. No discards, no waste. I've talked to Dr. Applegate about this a number of times. He knows what it is, and I have a great respect. But right now, the council has his hands tied. It's up to the council to look at whether we can change ecosystem-based fishery management into a new way of management for the nation, so that everything we catch and utilize take back the market share from the foreign imports. I see a great potential here, but I hope that it doesn't go down the way it's going. I hope it goes to the thing of everything that caught must be sold. And if there's not a market, let the government put up dehydration plants, because right now, it's worth over $2,300 a ton. I'll put it in writing if anybody wants it. I thank you. The United National Fishermen very seldom sees any hope. But on this one, we see hope if it gives us a way to do another better management system. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Fletcher. I have a couple people online, then I'll come back to the audience. Mr. O'Neill and then Mr. DiDomenico. Go ahead, Jerry. I think you're self-muted, Jerry.
Got it. Thank you. Thank you. I was talking to myself. I was at the meeting in Gloucester, and I got a call a couple days later from somebody that was at the meeting in Portland, and they knew that I was at the meeting in Gloucester just based on some of the comments that were made in Portland. And I guess it was represented that I was in favor of EBFM. And what I just want to clarify for the council, because I'm worried that I'm being put into a category here that's not entirely true. What I said at the meeting was that I'm in favor of the concept of EBFM. I'm in favor of guys when stocks are depleted on one side that can go after something in another. I think most people around that table could understand why I'm in favor of that. I mean, we've been tied up now for almost every year, all year, other than maybe three or four trips for the last 4 years. What I want to say is that I, because of the fishery I'm in and the perceptions of the fishery I'm in, and because of what started as a concept of localized depletion that, to my mind, has still not been proven by anybody, we are down to limited areas, a lot less access. EBFM has a lot of potential. The problem is that when EBFM or something like it goes through, those of us in the fishery that for one perceived reason or another are not popular are going to get the short end of the stick in a big way. I can see it happening. I know it'll happen. So I'm not in favor of EBFM, even though I believe it has so much potential. But I think it'll get used for political reasons and all kinds of different personal reasons, because we're still going to be at the mercy of whoever happens to be around the table and at the National Marine Fisheries Service. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. O'Neill. Mr. DiDomenico, and I'm going to bring it back to the public.
Good morning, Greg DiDomenico, Lunds Fisheries. I'll be very brief. I followed this process as the chair of the Monkfish AP, and I've read the documents and have spoken to Mid-Atlantic fishermen. I've heard this so far referred to as a concept. I've heard it referred to as a theory, and now I've just learned it's been ongoing for 8 years. At this point, all I can say is that I see no useful application for this in the Mid-Atlantic. I don't see any potential benefits for fishermen in the Mid-Atlantic, certainly not fishermen in Jersey. So in my opinion, it should stay a concept and it should stay a theory. And it is not a priority as far as I'm concerned. And I would ask the New England Council to make sure it's not high on the priorities list. I think we've learned a lot about what priorities are in fisheries management, and I honestly don't think this is one of them. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. Ms. Lapp, and then Mayor LaPointe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Megan Lapp, Seafreeze. I thought it was very interesting, Tom's comments before, that this is not something that the council has voted to move forward with, other than to explore. And from being someone who has been involved in some of the practice MSE and as well as workshops, that was not what was being presented. So what was presented at the workshop was the theory and the concept that if anybody had history fishing on George's Bank, they could get an EFP or ecosystem FMP permit to fish on George's Bank for all the suite of species that had been identified on George's Bank. I do not support that concept, and I thought it was interesting. I read through the meeting materials for this agenda item, and in the workshop summaries, there was a list of when people were asked, what would you like 10 years down into EBFM? What I had written down was not there, because I wrote down I'd like 5 full-time twin dredge scallop permits for free. Because, and I was being facetious, but to illustrate the point that just because my boats have caught a squid off the backside in Nantucket doesn't mean I should get a scallop permit or access to the scallop fishery. Just because one time somebody caught a codfish on George's Bank doesn't mean that they should get access to the Nantucket squid fishery. There are real, real permit issues here. And one of them being, in that example, the Lalago fishery off of Nantucket has been there for decades and decades and decades. This is not a new thing. But George's Bank has been identified as extending all the way to Martha's Vineyard, which I also don't support, and several members of the council around the table have raised. But several years ago at the Mid-Atlantic Council, that council went through a limited access permit action to, it was the second time limited access was introduced for the Lalago fishery, and the permits were tiered, and there were measures taken to ensure that latent permits did not become active, because to do so would have caused early fisheries closures. So the permits were further restricted in that fishery. That went through the Federal Register process. Those are all legally actionable items. And this initiative would essentially undo that by allowing someone with history on George's to go squid fishing, and I don't understand how legally you reconcile those issues, particularly with different management jurisdictions for different species. So, I do not support moving forward in management with this concept in any way, because I think that there are real jurisdictional issues that have not been addressed, and real legal issues that have not been addressed. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Lapp. Mr. LaPointe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. George LaPointe with Blue Harvest Fisheries. I like the conversation that's occurring today for a couple reasons. I went to the workshop in Narragansett, and there is always utility in discussing ideas and concepts. And I said a couple things at that workshop. One was, I've been following this a lot, and I can't tell how it's going to turn out. You know, the EFEP has a suite of options about allocation and a suite of options about other things. And if you know, you think about deep dive workshops and a prototype MSE and an MSE, I asked the question, how much time it's worth. And so clearly for people in the fishing industry, it's hard to allocate the time needed to to understand everything. And I think that from a council perspective, and I've said this before, you know, you need places to determine if you've done enough and you can step off and make decisions. You know, it's the same as it's a return per unit effort discussion. You have put 8 years in. Is it worth 8 more? It feels like the big dig sometimes. You know, if we just have $1 billion in another year, we're going to get there. And so I think, you know, the deep dive discussions will be interesting, and I like the idea we'll get more definition of those things. But what's the next step? And you know, it's hard for people, including the people who talk today, to say I like it or I don't like it, because there's not enough clarity at this point to know how it will impact your interests. And so I hope, I like also the council's discussion about paying attention to this during the priority discussion, because I think that's the right place for that discussion as well.
Okay, thank you. So I don't have anybody else who would like to comment. Mr. Applegate, and then I think I'm going to go back to Mr. Parpilardo to move this agenda item along. Mr. Applegate.
Yeah, I just want to point out that the way the EFEP turned out was more of a concept document with options. And so there's a bit of hyperbole in terms of what the EFEP actually is, or what is EBFM. So for example, there are, I think it's 8 different versions of how permitting can be administered that could be consistent with an EBFM ceilings and floors approach. There are options in treating Nantucket Lightship, Nantucket Shoals area, as a subcomponent of Georges Bank that might be managed somewhat differently, but recognizing difference in fisheries. So I hear the frustration in not being specific enough, but yet if we are very specific, then it raises some other issues. But the interpretation isn't that the EFEP or the EBFM, there's only one way of doing it. The document outlines a variety of strategies that can be explored further in deep dive workshops that focus on some of the issues that Mr. Balfe put up on the screen. So thank you.
Mr. Papalardo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next agenda item is the update on the prototype management strategy evaluations. I think Dr. Gavin Fay will be presenting.
Dr. Fay, are you with us?
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. You speak up a little bit, would be great.
Okay, sounds great. I'm just still seeing the other shot. Mr. Papalardo, how much time? I'm just thinking about what the time we have for the agenda item. I want to make sure that we're able to stay on track. So how much time would you like me to cover?
I'll turn to the chair of the council. He's keeping time.
Chair Rod stepped away for a minute, but from my perspective, I think you should go through your whole presentation, you know, and let the council digest that. Thanks.
Okay. I just wanted to check. I'm happy to be adaptive. So thank you for allowing me to talk today. My name, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Gavin Fay. I'm an associate professor at UMass Dartmouth School for Marine Science and Technology. And I'm just going to give a brief update on the prototype MSC that has been discussed a few times earlier this morning. So next slide, please. So as you heard previous meetings, the council has decided to progress with a prototype MSC with regards to additional work on thinking through the choices and systems set up with the example fishery ecosystem plan. So I might use the word term PMSC in this presentation. That's the prototype MSC. And so the goal of this process is to work through with designated stakeholders a simplified management strategy evaluation framework as a way of demonstrating how we can use tools like structured decision making and management strategy evaluation to evaluate the potential benefits and constraints and challenges that might be inherent to utilizing some of the options that are sketched out in the example fishery ecosystem plan. And so really sort of trying to build, give the council to gain experience with the MSE process and identify and kind of work through some of these challenges, many of which we've heard in discussion earlier today, that would need to be made in terms of trying, in terms of both it, during an MSE itself, but also in terms of applying or testing some of these strategies. Next slide. So we were being contracted by the council to run this prototype MSC, led by myself and Dr. Lisa Kerr, who many of you know. Now you may. Next slide. So the EFEP, or the Example Fishery Ecosystem Plan, outlines an approach that EBFM via sort of this draft works example, but it doesn't really show sort of a demonstration of testing sort of like the management performance of those options in the context of the complexities associated with fisheries management. And so ecosystem-based fisheries management, sort of thinking about that as an approach, sort of as a potential tool to address the challenges that we have in fisheries management, not necessarily as a unique idea in itself. So the EFEP outlines an approach for EBFM that sort of considers this stock complex management, this idea of thinking about placing limits or ceilings on removals from an ecological production unit or ecosystem, and then sort of thinking about trying to manage species together, stocks together, recognizing sort of changing, varying in abundance, and sort of their role, those species' role in the functioning of the ecosystem and the functioning of the ports and communities that rely on the living marine resources in the New England area. So the EFEP also includes this concept of species biomass floors, which would represent threshold levels of abundance for various stocks that we would like to avoid going below. Next slide. So one approach that the sort of rationale behind the EFEP approach is really trying to seek to align fishery advice with A, how the fishery operates, and B, how the magnitude of allowable catches relate to regional ecosystem productivity and structure. So this plot, this figure on the right, is just one example of how stocks could be organized with respect to their role in the ecosystem, in this case, feeding role, and how they are captured in this case, just specific gear types. As you all know, the tapestry of the interactions and complexities of fisheries in the region are much more complicated than here, but I think, you know, thinking about through this prototype, a simplified system to try and understand sort of the basics of this type of complex aggregate approach to management and thinking about how that might perform related to goals has utility. Next slide. So MSC, Management Strategy Evaluation, is really just a structured way of comparing the performance of different options for management when there are multiple management objectives. And it's really useful for thinking about, you know, what are the impacts of different decisions, what are the trade-offs amongst objectives, and can we identify management alternatives that seem to be robust to some of the complexities both within the ecosystem but also in the human system, the fisheries. So MSCs definitely include analytical models, but they also kind of develop and evaluate a sort of knowledge co-production through iterative stakeholder engagement to ensure that we are trying to ask questions that are relevant and build sort of solutions that may be used or could be useful. Next slide. So one of the advantages of this, doing this sort of modeling, is sort of a way of running a flight simulator in terms of trying to test out our management to see under what conditions certain approaches might work, what conditions we may crash the plane. And by doing this in this sort of simulation framework with stakeholders, we can, you know, not necessarily identify what may work best, but certainly identify things that are unlikely to be feasible in a framework, in a context where there's no real negative consequences other than perhaps our model is losing their hair because our models don't work, rather than trying out these different types of management for real on the water when we haven't really understood how they might perform relative to what we currently do. Next slide. So the objectives of this prototype MSE into specific is to try and think about, can we provide some scientific support for what a management strategy evaluation in a sort of a full context would look like? And in partnership with the workshops that Tom Balfe described earlier, I'm hoping to understand, you know, increase understanding of the various choices within the example fishery ecosystem plan, and really to demonstrate how we can use MSE to evaluate options for management, including things that are EBF. And so can we use this process to sort of outline what the potential benefits or outcomes or costs would be of implementing some of these types of rules, and what kind of gaps may be available and what constraints within the system exist that may hinder their effectiveness or facilitate their effectiveness? You know, does this make things more flexible? And that includes developing some summary products to help with this sort of broader kind of literacy goal around thinking about these topics. Next slide. So Lisa and I's overall approach with this project is the sequence of collaborative and iterative engagement with a set of dedicated stakeholders. The council designated the EBFM committee and the advisory panel chairs as a group that kind of would represent sort of the stakeholders for this prototype MSE process, sort of doing this in a small miniature example frame system before possibly extending this to what has been termed a full MSE. To do this fairly quickly, we are using and linking to current modeling frameworks that we have available, an MSC framework developed for Northeast US Groundfish that Lisa has led over the last few years, and I know that many are familiar with the outcomes from some of her work for that, and then coupling that to a multi-species ecosystem model that the Northeast Fisheries Science Centers group has developed that was initially led by Dr. Sarah Gaitis. And so this, by coupling these models, it allows us to, you know, allow for sort of these multi-species dynamics, predator-prey interactions, but we're using existing modeling infrastructure and sort of the implementation modules that that has some familiarity within the council already, which, and you know, hopefully allows us for more time on that sort of co-production stage of defining the steps associated with the management alternatives and the objectives that are going to be used in terms of designing experimental scenarios to run. There is some additional extension of these modeling platforms that we're doing through this project to be able to represent the types of concerns and scenarios that have been identified in our scoping and also by the EBFM committee ahead of the PMSC. And our goal there is to try and, you know, do some work that allows us to sort of explore the possibilities associated with some of these questions that are very relevant, but to do it in a perhaps a simplified way that allows us to come up with solutions and answers and demonstration results, rather than trying to go straight to trying to represent the entire ecosystem and the entire fisheries system. Next slides. So we've started this sequence. We've had two workshops as part of the PMSC so far. Both occurred in October. First one on sort of problem framing and scoping. Second one was discussing management objectives and also reviewed the previous workshops. We have another workshop coming up on the 20th of December, which is going to go through management procedure alternatives. And so this sort of sequence steps through kind of the usual, typical management strategy evaluation procedure in terms of engaging with our stakeholders. And as a reminder, those are the committee and the AP chairs. We also have a parallel sequence of engagement with the PDT, the EBFM PDT, which is, you know, our technical advisory group. And they're sort of providing some additional decision support, and we are also going to be presenting things to the SSC in January in terms of like the overall framework once we've had these initial experimental framing workshops that these first three things are. And so one of the key things about this process is that it's iterative. So that each workshop, we do return to previous decisions in terms of saying, here's what we decided, so that we can refine our scope of the analysis, so we're not sort of continually adding more and more options. Next slide. So the scoping workshop happened on October 13th. It was a hybrid workshop with an in-person section at Portland that really included like an overview of the project, and then some presentation and discussion on problem framing and thinking about the choices for the modeling components and the extent of the various scenarios that we'd be doing for this prototype, which included things like the species to include, their specific questions the PMSC analyses will be applied to. There's a summary report from that workshop as part of the materials linked to here. So if you've got this file, you can link on that. This workshop included a interactive demonstration at GMRI of MSC with everybody. So they got to sit at these touch tables and work through a learning module in terms of trying to sort of be able to hands-on compare alternatives under a very simple MSC scenario. And I think the feedback received later was that this was an extremely useful component in terms of helping people think about how things might work and what sort of things could be expected from an MSC. And so this emphasis on providing communication tools is something we are definitely following through with later on in the project. The next slide. Our second workshop on October 28th was held at SMAST in New Bedford, and really focused mostly on identifying, discussing management objectives in terms of the sets of objectives that the prototype MSC simulations would be evaluated against. And we're following that up with a set of performance metrics derived to represent those objectives quantitatively. And that's something that is going to be shortly reviewed by the PDT. Madeline Guyant, who is serving as the facilitator on this project for the stakeholder engagements, has put together a workshop summary report for this as well. So I encourage people to review that. Next slide. There's a few slides here on sort of the technical aspects of the project, but I think in the interests of moving forwards, I might skip through some of these and people can, you know, we can either come back to them or people can review them through the materials. So next slide. Next slide. The core of the modeling for this project is this MSC framework that has been developed for groundfish, which consists of a set of model modules representing the fisheries management process. Next slide. For the prototype MSC, we are replacing a series of single species biological models with a multi-species model. So that's the Hydra model that Dr. Sarah Gaitis had developed that I mentioned earlier. And then, next slide, please. And then we're augmenting the management procedures within the MSC framework with the series of stock complex level management and choices for those that are outlined in the example fishery ecosystem plan. And so this is the model, the way in which we will be able to run our model experiments to derive expected outcomes given the different choices associated with the stock complex management. Next slide. Next slide. Okay, skip a couple of these technical things. Next slide. And so our upcoming workshop in a couple of weeks is really going to focus on working through those management alternatives in terms of thinking about what the decision points would be and under a stock complex management suite of control rule and assessments. And that includes, so there's lots of choices there that need to be made and thought through. And so through this process, you know, we'll walk through this with our stakeholders. But things like what types of assessment methods are going to use, how we're going to aggregate stocks and stock complexes, how you evaluate stocks and stock complexes relative to the different reference points, and sort of then thinking about how we also translate the results and outcomes from those management options into allocating, for want of a better word, stock complex level quota to individual fishing fleets, and in terms of the decisions related to the constraints imposed by parts of the system. Next slide. And so that includes, there's a range of alternatives, and clearly the exact set of alternatives is going to be derived through this workshop coming up and the discussions with the PDT. But that's, you know, that will include being able to compare across the full range of options that span the sort of the range from what is currently done in terms of setting catch advice versus sort of the stock complex level management with the ceilings and floors based on regionally consistent productivity or expected group fish stock group dynamics, with various options for allocation and reference points. When I say allocation, I mean to the quota to different species and fishing fleets within the simulation modeling decision points. Next slide. So the next steps, as I just outlined, are this mass and the management procedure alternative. Then in early January, we have at least one workshop outlined, probably two, in terms of reviewing the modeling option, the models and the model scenarios that have been, you know, whittled down through the process of the previous three meetings, so that our team can, you know, go ahead with the running the initial sort of model simulations to produce some preliminary results that our stakeholders can engage with. And then we, in January, we also are going to present kind of this sort of like defined experimental structure, so that combination of the various objectives and management procedure alternatives and models to sort of show that roadmap and plan to engage additional technical feedback via the SSC. And so I'm sure that at a future meeting, I will be talking to you again in terms of walking through some of the outcomes and refined options related to the prototype management strategy coalition. And I think I will close there. Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor. So do we have any questions or comments for Dr. Fay at this point from the council? Seeing none, anyone in the public? Seeing none, back to the council. Mr. Applegate.
I think it's important to realize that the prototype management strategy evaluation focuses on the floors and ceilings concept and the managing catch of stock complexes. And there are 10 species in the operating model, only one of them being a mid-Atlantic species is mackerel. It's important to realize that other than defining a fleet, and there's three fleets in the hydro operating model, it makes no assumptions about permitting or jurisdiction. So it's kind of, there are some things that people may look for in terms of specificity, that aren't going to be coming out of this type of management strategy evaluation, but it's really meant as a demonstration of how the ceilings and floors complex could be applied and how it will differ in terms of looking at single species management and how they're managed within the operating model environment. Possibly Gavin has some additional comments, but I just wanted to point out that it has some bounds that don't address some of the things that came up during the public information workshops. Thank you.
Dr. Fay.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Applegate. I would agree that the scope is for the prototype MSC is definitely thinking a little smaller, a little narrower than being able to fully evaluate through the modeling some of the challenges. We have, for the benefit of the council and the public in the room, during our earlier workshops, we did discuss additional scenarios that could be run that might help be a proxy for understanding some of these effects. So there was some discussion about adding non-model stock, the effects of non-model stocks within the prototype MSE. And then the other part of that was during our objectives performance metrics workshop was trying to construct some performance metrics that might speak to some of these additional very real concerns or constraints that could be done in the post and the post-processing stage to try and think about how the results of the PMSEs could be interpreted in terms of thinking about some of these issues related to permitting, so or other challenging aspects too. So I think there are ways in which we can't necessarily evaluate everything, but I think there are ways of providing some proxy performance diagnostics that can help us at least with the conversation of talking through the implications.
Okay, thank you, Doctor. We're gonna move this along a little bit. Mr. Pappalardo, what do we got next?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In light of the time, where we're at in the agenda. I'll just provide some brief remarks on the last agenda item, which is the Council Member Ongoing Development, or CMOD. Several of us on the council, myself, Alan Tracy, Mike Pierdnock, and Andy Applegate, were in Denver back in November. We met with the seven other regional management councils. There are about 35 members from the various councils and staff, and National Marine Fisheries sent about a dozen folks as well. We gathered for 2 days to discuss and explore regional approaches to ecosystem-based fisheries management or applications of ecosystem management. We shared a lot of information, and we learned how each region is tackling the issue. Important to note, each region does have a strategy or has deployed a strategy for beginning to integrate ecosystem considerations into their management systems. Each region is at various stages. Each region has different qualities and quantities of scientific information and catch information. All of those things have gone into, I guess, shaping how each region approaches the questions. We also learned about different tools that each council is using to evaluate ecosystem dynamics and to assess risk and to explore trade-offs. Lastly, we talked about opportunities for building longer-term capacity and support for the application of an ecosystem approach or ecosystem-based fisheries management. We had a sort of a one-off agenda item in those 2 days, and that was we broke into two groups and talked about how to make and craft quality motions for the council table. Again, this was ongoing council member development. I did want to point out that this was the first CMOD event, and that the New England Council was the host, and our own Margaret Bernier was present as well out there. She provided some good support and helped run a really smooth meeting. The facilitators were Katie Latanich and Kim Gordon. I found the event very beneficial to be able to sit down with other councils and exchange ideas about how they're approaching many of the same issues that came up today in the earlier conversations. I also want to point out that all of the materials and all of the presentations are available at fisherycouncils.org. And I want to draw special attention to two of them, should you be inclined. The North Pacific presentation, where they describe how their ecosystem status reports are fed into their assessment process, and how their council and their SSC have come to an agreement on how to use qualitative information to impact quantitative advice. I found that fascinating. And then also take a look at the Caribbean Council and how they're approaching their place-based ecosystem management. Mr. Chair, with your indulgence, I'd like to see if any of the other attendees wanted to provide some brief comments. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm with you there, John. So Mr. Tracy, Mr. Pierdnock, and Mr. Hughes are also in Denver. Would any of you gentlemen like to add to Mr. Pappalardo's comments? Mr. Hughes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, everybody. It was a real cooperative learning experience to see how other councils are addressing ecosystem-based fishery management and where they are in the process. Everybody's kind of at a different stage, but the Caribbean Council I found rather fascinating in some of the stuff that they're doing. We all have different ecological factors in the regions. They're completely different. So it was a really, really good learning experience. And I highly support the CMOD moving forward because I think it's very good council outreach to others and very educational for the council members that did attend. So I appreciate the opportunity of being able to attend. So thank you.
Mr. Tracy or Mr. Pierdnock?
Yeah. Thanks, Mr. Your John did a great job of summarizing the meeting. It was a really valuable meeting. It really can't be overstated. Couple of takeaways. I mean, I've already made the point, and I think the big eye opener for me is, you know, again, EBFM, what we're doing is really I'm going to call it aggressive. It's really by far what I thought compared to the others that were presented, the most aggressive approach and really progressive approach too. You know, really a heavy lift, and I think we should be aware of that. And I'm not saying that to say we shouldn't do it. I think the committee's going to be talking about that, but that's just puts it into perspective. The others, there was all kinds of ideas that came out of them, just a couple of them, the Caribbean and the island management. That's EBFM, right? Just saying we're going to manage by island based on the needs of these different communities and these different fisheries. You know, the Pacific manages an incredible number of species with 4 FMPs. You know, that's EBFM. They use, others use fishing boat temperature data, right? All of their harvesters have temperature collections. It feeds back into their stock assessment and their you know, environment process. And then certainly others are using actual harvester data, landings, catch, into their stock assessment process. All of those things are EBFM concepts, and I think that was the big eye opener is you see how other people are approaching it, and I think it really feeds into the discussion we're having today. Hopefully, the discussion that the committee will continue to have about what do we need, you know, what are we learning, and what's the best value that we can get for the council out of the work that's being spent. I think Libby made a really good point about, you know, and this was my takeaway from the conference, to be honest, was. There's an enormous value here to bring these concepts into just current management without having to talk about or to retrain people or educate people about how we're going to change things, which creates a lot of fear and a lot of concern. But we can bring some of these concepts into our current management, and I think that's a huge value from what we learned, and I hope we can bring forward. So that's my comments.
Mr. Pierdnock, anything to add?
Yeah, thank you. The biggest thing I got out of it was this as noted, the similarities with the issues that we're having here in New England as well as elsewhere in the Pacific or the Atlantic. One thing that also jumped out at me is the difference in stakeholders and how that could significantly impact the issues associated with each area. As noted, what ecosystem-based fishery management means from the simple to the complex is different among the different councils. For instance, it jumped out at me with the Mid-Atlantic with their managed strategy evaluation and harvest control rules for black sea bass, summer flounder, and other species. That's part of this ecosystem-based fishery management. You know, as noted in the Caribbean, they're implementing a three-island approach that three islands are specifically looking at, and they're not only looking at impact of the fishing, but the impact on pollutants and discharge of such into waters and how that impacts the population or the stocks. What got me in Alaska was the similarities or the dissimilarities with cod. They had a complete die-off of cod, not shifting stocks. And how they have to deal with issues with their neighbors or international neighbors between Russia or China or other nations that are fishing in those waters. One thing that did jump out to me with Alaska is, and there's some food for thought here, is that they are reaching out and it's continuing to the native peoples of Alaska to get that historical perspective of how climate change or how it's changed over generations and how that information has been passed down to them to provide additional lines of evidence of the conditions that they've observed going way back. So, you know, ultimately, you know, I got a lot out of it, and that sums it up. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Pierdnock. So I would encourage the rest of the council to reach out to Mr. Tracy, Mr. Pierdnock, Mr. Hughes, or Mr. Popolardo if they'd like to get some more information on how it went. So, Mr. Popolardo.
That's a wrap, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Applegate. It is now 10 minutes to 11. Why don't we take a break till 11 o'clock, and then we'll pick up Spiny Dogfish.